Hello, welcome to the podcast for Freelance Chi, Issue 8, December 5th, 2014. So it's December now. Either you're starting to slow down for the holidays or you're trying to cram in as much work as you can before the end of the year. Either way, happy December. So this is going to be a light issue. I think with the Thanksgiving holiday last week, just a lot of stuff hasn't happened as far as content-wise, resource-wise. There's been a lot of sales, but there have been sales really aren't that valuable long-term to write about. So let's get right in. The first resource today is a post called, Would You Hire Yourself for Freelance Work? It's Mike Smith is the author, and he was proposed a difficult question of, if he kind of was in the seat of his client, would he hire himself to do some work for himself? I think that's a good kind of stance to take, is to really try to get outside of who you are, what you're doing, and look at it from the outside and figure out, okay, if you were a client, would you hire you? And that could be like what he talks about in the post. It could be, are your rates in line with what you're doing? Is value there? Are you building trust? All that stuff. Especially going into the next year, if you're looking to improve stuff, or maybe you're looking for ideas, like you just don't know what the next thing to improve. This might be a good way to kind of, figure out like, okay, here's an area I'm lacking in, or here's something that the perception that a new client might have isn't actually true with reality, and see what you can do to fix that. The next article is 5 Secrets to Freelancing Around Your Day Job. When I started freelancing, I basically went in full time, so I wasn't doing a day job and then part time or moonlight or anything like that. But if you are doing that, there's a couple tips here that you can use to kind of have an easier transition to, going from a full-time job to full-time job and freelancing part-time, without going completely insane, because you're going to run into a lot of problems. You're going to, you're going to be pressed for time and all that stuff if you're trying to balance both. So here's a few tips. I can't evaluate them because, like I said, I didn't do it, but it might be worth looking at. And then the sponsor this week is one of my books. It's, if you want to get started freelancing soon, I have a book called 30 Days to Become a Freelancer. It gives you a guide and a path and basically a step-by-step of, you're not a freelancer now. What do you need to do today, tomorrow, the next day to actually become a freelancer? And so it's contained into, a 30-day step-by-step process that takes you from beginning to end. And by the end of it, you should have, everything you need. You should be able to start working with clients. You have your marketing system going, running, all that. So if you're interested in that, check the link. The next resource is from the Freelancer Show. This is How to Turn Consulting into a Product with Brian Castle. This was a great show. I took a lot of the advice Brian gave, and I'm actually applying it to my services right now. I can't remember how he groups them as like productized consulting and there's productized services. You'll find out on this one, and then another resource of, how he's kind of breaking it up. But it's an interesting way, instead of, having this full 100% custom service that you do for someone, which most freelancers do, or having an off-the-shelf product that someone just buys. There's a bit of a blend here, and Brian gets into some of it in this podcast. The next resource, Brian Castle's On the Business of Freelancing podcast with Brendan Dunn. Some more great stuff. I've listened to a lot of, Brian's been kind of going through a lot of podcasts, so I don't know exactly what was covered in each one, but there's some good stuff in every one. And then finally, Freelance Freedom has a new comic out for, it's basically kind of centered around Thanksgiving and giving thanks, which it's kind of appropriate, especially if, like earlier I was saying, if you're trying to balance a full-time job and freelancing part-time. All right, so I hope you've enjoyed and got some value out of this issue of Freelance Chi. Let me know what you think, both with the newsletter and the podcast. You can get a hold of me several ways. You can either reply to the newsletter, you can @reply me on Twitter. I'm edavis, the number 10. Or you can just email me directly at edavis@littlestreamsoftware.com. And I'll be back again next week with the latest news and resources for freelancers. Take care.